First, here is the pronunciation guide.
The first thing to note is that in Swahili words, the stressed syllable is nearly always the penultimate one. By a stressed syllable, we mean one that is more prominent than the others that make up the word. For example, the word amepata has four syllables, a, me, pa, ta, and the stress falls on pa. The penultimate one, amepata.
Vowels. Swahili has five vowels.
Written A is pronounced A as in Baba. E is pronounced E as in Pete. I is E as in Kisu. O is O as in Boga. U is U as in Dudu.
In Swahili, the consonant and vowel pattern of many words is consonant, vowel, consonant, vowel, as in the examples you've just heard. But there are some words in which two vowels occur together without a consonant between them. In these words, each vowel counts as a syllable. If the two vowels are different, they're usually pronounced separately, like this.
Faida. Aibu, zaidi, shauri, faulu.
When the two vowels are the same, they're pronounced as a long vowel, like this.
Sa, mzee, hii, ko, mguu.